There's a lady in Alaska. She has a Chevy Bolt, not a Chevy Volt, but Chevy Bolt. It's a smaller car, and she has to wait for her battery replacement. Her batteries are shot. Her 2020 Chevrolet Bolt, would it be? The batteries are shot in this car already. So GM's going to stand behind it. She has to wait a little while. Mike, how long do you think she has to wait?
A year.
More.
Wow. That I would drive that thing through the dealership window.
Four years.
It'll be out of warranty by then. See,
I know that it won't be covered and they can walk away. I don't know. Yeah. 4 year wait, dude. A lot of people are complaining these batteries are like $20,000 and they're, yeah, it's, dude, it's not an electric, it just goes straight. It's not an electric car. It's a battery car that you want charged by electricity. But you don't want them to use coal or oil or anything or nuclear. You just want them to use wind and solar to charge everything on the planet because you want everything electric.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both mics.
Hey everybody, welcome to 156. Welcome to Both Mics.
Yes, Both Mics, the show about nothing and everything. Mike Sofka is over there.
And that over there is Mike Taylor, and together we are Both Mics. See what we did there?
Both Mics, yes we are. Show 156, just like you said. Both mics heard everywhere podcasts can be heard. We have, we're everywhere. Yeah. If you have a podcast place that you listen to podcasts kind of thing, find us there because we're everywhere. Podcasts can be heard.
Very smooth. See, I was complimenting you. I was complimenting you last show.
Yeah, I know.
And
you screwed me up there. You got me overconfident, and I kind of just blew it there. But I did on purpose because I didn't want to sound too polished.
Yeah, but, we are the worst fucking podcast. We have something to live up to. I mean,
right?
This just doesn't happen, folks.
I'm sitting here in this extra room here, and all this junk. Look, all my paperwork from all the houses I've ever bought in the past 10 years, and there's old license plates, and
the only thing that would fast this show up is if we did it from urinals, we were in a public bathroom.
We can get backgrounds like that. Well, take a picture and get backgrounds like that.
No,
it'd be cool if it was like video.
No,
if it was like video and it was like guys coming in and whipping out and just.
Yeah, no. See, now you're going somewhere. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about here.
Right. No, but I realized that this thing here, like this little thing with the little loop-de-loop, this belongs on the mantle. I put those in here before Christmas because I didn't want them to get ruined. They belong to the missus. Even though they're made in China, she says they're valuable.
So, are those cassette tapes over your ear there?
This thing here is a centerpiece that was from one of her high school reunions. And she graduated a couple years before us. So, this particular thing is 8 cassette tapes on four sides. And then there's little lights inside that make it look cool.
Were they real cassette tapes or was it just set up that way? Oh, great. Here we go.
Actually, it's really cool. They are real cassette tapes.
Does it say who the bands were or no?
No, they're blank. But you know what's cool? The bottom is a CD.
Ah, nice. A coaster. Yeah, all right.
And this little light thing. You can see it. Little purple lights was inside.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I get it now. Yeah.
Made it glow purple. So that was up there. And my book. Very good book. If you want to know about 80s hard rock in LA, We'll put that back down here. Oh.
This is awesome, Mike. Taking us on a behind-the-scenes look here. You don't get this type of stuff on the normal show, folks. You
just... No, and we got a little drawing from Xander. A little, little Volkswagen.
All right. Okay. We got everybody's artwork up. Okay.
Yeah, little Mickey stuff.
We're doing great in the demographics, 5 to 6 year old males. We're doing great. Yes. So that's great.
Yes, we're doing fantastic. As I completely make a mess over here. Yeah, even have a lollipop laying around.
So you had mentioned a little while back you had gotten a new office chair.
Yes.
Is that the one you're on now?
Yeah. This one's Brenda's. But yeah, they're kind of cool.
What makes that chair special? Why that one?
I don't know. It doesn't sink when I sit on it. That's what makes it special to me.
No, I got that going on my chair here. That's why I'm asking. I have to get a new chair, but you've priced out chairs recently.
This is probably 3-4 months ago, but yeah.
They're expensive.
I don't want to go much more than like $125 a chair, you know?
Yeah.
And we got to buy two.
Yeah.
Because the last ones we bought two and they ended up being crap. This is like a gaming chair for gaming, and it's comfortable. You know, it's got enough cushion, but it's also, you know, firm enough that it doesn't, you know, your ass won't sink in there and you get it up the wazoo.
Is that adjustable arms of 125 or under?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you get them?
Yup. Where?
Yeah.
My first guess is we got them at Amazon, but we might have got them at like a Brad's Deals or a Groupon type of thing. Let me see. Did I get them on Amazon? But yeah, they're. It's got a high back. You know, me being tall, it's pretty good. It's got a lumbar support. It's got like a vibrating massage thing going on if you want to use that, and they're cool. They're blue, so it looks kind of weird at our formal dining room table, but it does the trick, and they stay up, and that's a big criteria lately is the chair that stays up, because for some reason people think they can just make a chair and make crap, and yeah, I don't think I got it at on Amazon, because I'm going back as far as October 20th on my orders, and it does not say anything about chairs. So, not sure.
Yeah, I've seen commercials on TVs for chairs, and I'm like, how much could he be selling these chairs for? And you're into four digits. They have financing available. Yeah. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. No, it's a chair, right? I'll sit on a milk crate if I have to. You know? Give me two milk crates, tape them together, get some zip ties, we're good. You know, throw a cushion on it.
And then you got to get the S thing underneath it. That's another $800. You know, you seen that? The guy with the glass thing for your under your chair?
The glass thing under your chair?
Yeah, it's glass, but it's a glass that won't break. It's like a super... apparently this guy found this product and he liked it so much he bought the company, and now he makes these things for you put under your chair so you don't wear a spot in the floor or in the carpet or wherever.
Yeah,
and it's glass.
I have a plastic one.
Yeah, no, this
I paid $35 for it.
Oh no, this is like hundreds of dollars. You have to have that.
I paid $35 for it, and I think it was probably $20 more than I should have spent. And unfortunately, in here, this thing's rolling around on a rug.
Yeah.
And there's probably 30 inches between the desk and this curio cabinet back here. So there's really no room to get one of those unless you get it and cut it up and you can place it in here.
I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you with that. I'm going to solve the problem for under $20.
Okay.
You go to Lowe's or Home Depot and you go to the welcome mats and you get one of those ones that's rubber on one side and like short gray rug on the other. You know, it's not quite AstroTurf, but just lay that down. It's perfect. I got one. It was like 4x6 or whatever for like $19.
Well, yeah, I have to check it out.
Yeah, sure. Good.
Might have to lift the desk up and slide it under the desk a little bit, but yeah, 6 feet would be good because this desk is about 5.5 feet.
Again, with the value, we're going to have to make this a segment, like value shop guy. Because in the last episode, I told you how to eat cheap at Sam's. Then you go to the back and you get the chicken for on the way home. And now right. we're talking about this. There's right. some sort of business model yeah. there.
Both Mike's life hacks.
There you go. I like it.
You'd cut out into little 3-minute segments and put it on YouTube.
There you go. 3 minutes and 1 second on Facebook, it has to be.
Exactly.
So I teased last show, Jollibee. Do you know what a Jollibee is?
Jollibee? B-E-E?
Yeah. It's all one word. Jollibee.
Not a clue. What is a Jollibee?
Jollibee is a famous Filipino fast food chain. It's going to open its location here in Central Florida on Wednesday, January 18th, on East Colonial near UCF.
Okay, by UCF. Okay.
Yeah. They have their places all over the place. There's a picture of one here in Hong Kong. They're known for their chicken. Jollibee specializes in all things fried chicken and is widely revered for its crispy, juicy Chicken Joy fried chicken and delectable chicken sandwiches, the company said in a news release. Customers can pick their orders to go or enjoy the convenience of the two-lane drive-thru.
Anyway. Interesting. There's one in Jacksonville.
Is there?
Yeah. Home of the famous chicken something. Home of the famous Chicken Joy?
Yeah.
Chicken Joy.
Chicken Joy.
What's a Chicken Joy?
I don't know, but you can also get sweet style Jolly Spaghetti there.
Interesting.
This chicken sounds joy, like I'm reading a kitty
bucket treats.
Somewhere.
Right? Holla, Halo Halo or Holla Holla? Is there, like, they have a smoothie type drink? Other than that, food was good, staff is friendly, and make sure you order Holla 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 if they have it. Okay. Peach mango pies, like.
Yeah, I'm like going to have McDonald's to go check this stuff apple out. Pie. Yeah. I'm going to call me a sucker. This sounds different.
And it looks like they have bubble tea, like, or some kind of smoothie with blueberries in the bottom. What are these things?
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, look at that weird stuff in the bottom. Looks like blueberries.
This is just campy enough, too. You know, it's got a campy looking, like, I don't know, the face looks like something you might have seen representing Campbell's soup back in the day, you know, with the big eyes and everything.
Yeah, yep. Too Americanized. Have to get to the Philippines for the real deal. Also bummed they didn't have the holla holla. Holla holla.
Yeah, what is this holla holla shit?
H-A-L-O. What, how do you pronounce that? It looks like regular chicken. This picture looks dried out. Well, we have to actually make a trip to Academy. Maybe we'll go to the Jubilee
Jollibee.
While we're up there.
Jollibee.
Yes. Xander starts flag football on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I saw some of that. Saw some of your posts.
They had like a little miniature combine on Saturday. Now they had him run through a couple drills and catch the ball and things like that. And, you know, my kids being 5 and 3 years old, they're not the most coordinated. You know, Xander can throw a ball if you throw it to him, you know, in a certain way. Even
yeah,
the full
but they're
size
no
ball.
Different than any other kid, man, unless the other kids have older brothers and sisters. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I'll tell you, dude, some of those kids that were there had no business being there. You know, simple directions were like,
that's what it is. At that age, that's what it is.
Yeah. So, you know, Xander, he wasn't like the ace kid. You know, he was 5 and 6 years old. He wasn't the ace kid. But I think for his first year, I think he's going to do okay. Yeah, you can tell the kids that were there for their second year.
Yeah,
he already had cleats on.
Is he tall next to other kids his same age?
Yeah, yeah, they both are. And Nikki, Xander's over 46 inches. When we went to Universal for Labor Day weekend, he was 46 inches tall. Nikki was 35. I think Nikki is now like 40 inches. And Xander's like 47, 48 inches.
Yeah, you better tell them to stop growing or they'll never be able to be Mickey Mouse.
Right. Imagine that.
The height thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll turn out to be a great football player. Maybe Mike. Hey, listen to what my nightmare always was, okay? Maybe this will be the start of something. He'll do real good in flag football, and then he'll go to school, and he'll be in high school football. Then he'll get a big scholarship to some big-time program, and he'll go, and he'll get drafted in the NFL, and, you know, you will have supported him and sponsored him and, you know, thought about all his endeavors, and you're so proud of him. And he scores his first NFL touchdown, and he looks into the camera, and he says, what does he say?
Thanks, Mom.
Or hi, yeah, Mom. Hi, Mom. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, who is the one that was helping you all these years? Who was the one who taught you how to throw the damn ball? Yeah. No, that was my nightmare. Yeah. God, that didn't happen to me.
I was going
to
say, how is Trey, by the way? How's he doing?
Oh, he's good. He's good. He's got a house, you know, married, got a house, bought a house. I'm going to not divulge too much.
No more nomad living?
No, they're going to do that on the side. They just want to have it. They just wanted to have a home base and like maybe once a month do that, or then 1 month a year do that, or whatever. So, but you know, he found a place he wanted to stay, you know, traveling around. So anyway, that's
where he is. In state?
It's in the South. Yeah. And I don't know if you saw that a while back, Tom Brady addressed him in a comment. There was like a 2 to 3 minute skit that Tom Brady did for some things. I don't know, some commercialized thing. And the guy that was on the crew that was writing some of the stuff that Tom Brady had to say went to school with Trey. So,
okay.
On the video, it says Trey from blank blank city. He's reading a question, so like it's like Tom Brady's talking to Trey. It was pretty funny. It was pretty good
stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's classic. How many kids do you know named Trey in that town? You know, no, there's not many.
Right.
Although I was told Trey was a black name.
No, Trey is. I don't know if it's exclusive to Michaels or not, but it's always the third. Of a generation, you know, the third generation of the same name.
That's what I thought too. That was the thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I had a black guy tell me that's why. He says, oh, do you know your kid's name is Black? And I'm like,
no, it's Trey. Mass, go back to Pine Hills.
So I'm going to put a picture of this up here, but, you know, Tesla just put out those semi trailers. They just put out a couple hundred of them. And Pepsi was one of the first people in line. They already leased them before they saw them and everything. Somebody sent me a picture of one on the back of a tow truck already.
Nice. Now, Pepsi's out of New York. And it's in Westchester, right there by the Westchester County Airport. They're going to drive these things in New York?
I don't know. This particular one was in Sacramento, where it had broken down.
Yeah, right by right by Tesla corporate. Perfect.
Now, see, I'm gonna give Elon $1 million idea here. Okay, the trailer body of the trailer, those should be solar panels. The vehicle should be constantly charging while it's running.
I've never understood why you have an alternator in a gas-powered car. Why not have an alternator, two alternators, three alternators in an electric car, you know, perpetual motion? I don't.
Well, they do have on cars where when you step on your brakes, the heat and that energy will be transferred into stored energy in the batteries. That's already happening in a lot of these cars. I don't know if you're aware.
That's good.
No, but here's my deal. You know, I was reading somewhere.
Good for highway driving.
What's that?
Good for highway driving when you hit your brakes all the time.
Yeah, if you can make it to the friggin' highway in one of these cars, Christ almighty. There's a lady in Alaska. She has a Chevy Bolt. Not a Chevy Volt, but a Chevy Bolt. It's a smaller car. And she has to wait for her battery replacement. Her batteries are shot. Her 2020 Chevrolet Bolt, would it be? The batteries are shot in this car already. So GM's going to stand behind it. She has to wait a little while. Mike, how long do you think she has to wait?
A year.
More.
Wow. That I would drive that thing through the dealership window.
4 years.
It'll be out of warranty by then.
So no, then it won't be covered and they can walk away. I don't know. Yeah. 4 year wait, dude. A lot of people are complaining. These batteries are like $20,000 and they're, dude, it just goes straight. It's not an electric car. It's a battery car that you want charged by electricity.
Right.
But you don't want them to use coal or oil or anything or nuclear. You just want them to use wind and solar to charge everything on the planet because you want everything electric.
Yeah.
Just making sure I understand what we're doing. Didn't know the plan. Wanted to repeat it back. Make sure I was following.
It's a house of cards. It's a house of cards. Eventually, it's going to freaking tumble down.
Yeah. And I'm just afraid that some of that shit's going to splatter on me. I don't want to be collateral damage. I don't want any shrapnel to get on me. It wasn't my choice. I didn't do this.
Right.
An ex-NASA astronaut has said, "We have had contact with alien cultures, and their appearance is bizarre." This talks about a guy, astronaut and scientist, Brian O'Leary. And right after he said that, he died. How about that?
Yeah. Was he drinking when he saw him?
No, this is an old school astronaut. He was part of the sixth group of astronauts in August 1967.
Well, if he's old school, then he definitely was drinking.
Yeah.
O'Leary.
O'Leary. Oh, yeah. Irish guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good Irishman.
Drinking a whiskey. The Jamesons. O'Leary had been a member of Princeton University's physics faculty for many years, and according to him, there is substantial evidence indicating that Earth is being visited by extraterrestrial beings on a regular basis. He claimed that advanced civilizations arrived on Earth a very long time ago, and that these civilizations employ technology that are founded on consciousness.
So not only is he Irish, he's from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Princeton. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely drinking, Mr. O'Leary.
So you don't believe that's possible again?
Of course it's plausible, but I guess if you were to believe anybody, it would be an astronaut on his deathbed, you know, to spill the beans. So sure, why not?
Would you want it? Remember on the last show, I was saying that they're signing up teenagers to go to Mars now. If one of your kids was a teenager and said, "I want to sign up to go to Mars," would you let that happen?
Would I let it happen?
Yeah.
Under age 18, no, I wouldn't let it happen. But, you know, he would just have to wait.
What they would sign. No, they would.
I think his choice.
Yeah, I think they do is that they sign up. That's why they probably have more kids than they know they're going to need. Like they'll have 15 kids, but they only need 5. So they'll narrow it down to these 15, knowing that a couple are going to drop off or drop out or die because they got, you know, something or whatever. You know, I know they're just kids, but. And then I think.
I wouldn't want him to, you know. And yeah, I would discourage him.
Yeah, I mean, what's the way back? I mean, we got guys stuck up in the space station right now, and they're like, I know we said we'd have you guys back by now, but you guys need to hang out there for a couple more months. Yeah. crazy, yeah. Dude. And right. This is the place where in Florida where they've sent up the most rockets anywhere. I think they sent up like an average of over one a week. It was like 1.3 a week, or like 82 rockets or something crazy like that.
Yeah. I know they've sent up like three in the past since Christmas. So,
and SpaceX, yeah. Musk place there, has docked with the space station before. They can go there.
Yeah.
But I guess it takes a long time to get that ball in motion to get those specific launch dates and so forth. And, you know, for whatever.
Right, right.
I don't think that it's not like in a fire truck, you know, they don't have a dude waiting to go.
Right. Well, it's probably a specific capsule that has to go up. So that specific capsule needs to be prepped. You know, things up there, things that shoot up, like, you know, goes up and shoots off a satellite. That thing just goes in a space junk. This specific capsule has to go and come back. So,
you know, it's just the way you look at it, because I can remember, this is an example. I can remember living when I was still working on Disney property there, when I was still at the RFC, I lived at that place right behind like the back of the entrance there. And you see the fireworks every night, right from the balcony, bam, bam, yeah. Right in your face. And I was like, oh man, this is great. Look at this. This is awesome. Oh man, you come out here every night. In like a week, I was like, Jesus, will they stop it with the god dang fireworks already?
I love the story of your first night staying at that apartment.
What was that?
When you were like asleep on the couch, and the fireworks are coming through the window.
Yeah.
Not through the window, but the light.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would definitely ruin your day.
No, it was fun, but that's what I'm saying. Is it like that? I mean, is it like we're getting hit with too much? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why don't they tell us if we're contacting aliens, if we've had negotiations with aliens, if we're being run by aliens, maybe we're the reality sitcom and they're watching us on TV.
Right.
Maybe we're being controlled by somebody in a video game. Maybe we're in some kind of simulation.
Right, and they have control over the weather. Speaking of weather, in a way, you ever watch that show Below Deck?
No.
Yeah. It's a couple episodes
ship.
There's, on
they're on a cruise ship, but it's about the crew.
It's a yacht. It's a big yacht, like a 40-foot yacht or something, and it's about the crew and all the shenanigans. It's like the Real World Big Brother type of show about yachts. I saw it on the flight out to Honolulu, and I thought it was interesting. Just a couple shows, but yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll catch up on the 14,000 seasons they've had in the past 3 years. But, yeah, funny show, decent show for what it is, mindless.
All right, so you know. No, I'm going to save this for our next show. I'm going to talk about Billy Corgan in our next show.
Billy Corgan.
He's in the news. You know who Billy Corgan is? The guy from Smashing Pumpkins?
I was going to say Cranberries. Yeah, Smashing Pumpkins. Same thing.
Yeah. Billy Corgan, I should say. It's not Corrigan. It's Corgan. But we'll talk about him. He's always... I think he was one of the first emo people. But not like emo today, you know? Did you ever see that video of him riding a roller coaster at Disney? Did you ever see that?
No.
Yeah, he's all like in the coaster by himself, and he's all like disappointed as he's getting whipped around. He's just sitting there like, oh, the world sucks.
I'm going to have to check that out. That's funny.
I always wanted to zoom in on him. In the roller coaster, he's like on Thunder Mountain Railroad. He's just sitting there, like all solemn. And I want to take that couple frames, and I want to put his song behind it, where he goes, "The world is a vampire." You know, that's how that song starts. Somebody do that. Put that together and send it to me. That'd be great.
Billy Corgan roller coaster comes right
there
up.
There you go.
Billy Corgan rides a roller coaster, 15 seconds long. Queen, Billy Corgan, Billy Joe Armstrong, Kurt Cobain. What? All right. Oh, it's just a regular roller coaster to his music.
Oh, okay. No, there's a scene where he's at Disney. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to search it out.
Yeah, I don't need BMG Music Corp or Sony or whatever. You know, the same people right. that used to write you hate mail because you took their 12 CDs for a penny and you never bought shit. Those people.
Yeah, I still owe them $100,000.
Now they're after you. If you play the song, they can listen. They got AI on all this, and they can tell if you own that song or not.
Nice.
But pretty soon, with the new central bank digital currency, they can just deduct it from your account without you knowing. So,
interesting.
We got that going for us.
Okay. Yeah, there's actually a spoof Family Guy did. All right, I'll have to check it out later. Oh boy.
I know we said we're going to talk about Billy Corgan here on the next show, so.
Right.
Anything else we need to add on to 156 here?
I don't know. What'd you have for dinner?
You know, I made something really cool. I made, 2 nights ago, I made a big thing of chicken soup. When I went to Sam's, I got an extra chicken, yeah. and I took that one. For $5 or whatever, and I made a big pot of chicken soup because it's nice and cool out. And I made that. Well, the water, there wasn't enough water in there, you know, so it became like thick. So then I took a pie crust and I threw that down in the pie crust and put another one on top and heated it up. It's like a pot pie now, too. It was the same thing. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, no, I'm good with shit like that.
We anticipated tonight, so we went early, picked up Nikki from preschool, and went over to a pizza place that we like to go to, New York Pizza. Good New York Pizza. And Brendan and I were talking yesterday, like, make sure they're open, because last time we tried to go there, they were closed on a Monday.
Yeah.
Well, it's Friday. You know, they're not going to be closed.
Right.
We get there, closed for refurbishing.
Oh, boy.
So I'm like, well, there's a Mexican restaurant across the street. How about that? She goes, well, I'm in the mood for pizza. So we looked up, and there was a place called Your Pie.
Your Pie.
So okay. We went there. Yeah. And it kind of like Tijuana Flats setup. You go up the one side of the wall, you order, and you go along, and you get your drinks and whatnot, and you head and get a table. Cardboard pizza.
Yeah,
they make it right in front of you. They have an oven with a fire going in there and a little, you know, this not a stone fire pit, but like a regular one, but with an actual fire inside.
So, wood burning. Hold on a second. We talked about this in a recent past too. It was a pizza oven. It didn't have a chain link thing with an automated system running the pie through.
Right.
It was an actual pie oven.
With a flame in the back and the whole nine yards and a guy with the thing and he's kind of scooting the pies around.
But it wasn't a wood oven.
No, wood, but you can see flames in the back.
Yeah, okay. All
right. And you get, you know, they had pictures of all these pizzas, specialty pizzas, small, medium, large. We got a large white pizza, which is no sauce. It usually has ricotta cheese, you know, regular pizza cheese, garlic and whatnot. Excellent. My favorite kind of pizza to have.
Why is it got to be white pizza, Mike? That sounds kind of racist.
Because all the cheese on it is white. In comparison to a black pizza,
this
is covered in turds.
Nice.
But, I'm totally disappointed. Like, I wasn't even done with my meal, and I'm on Google saying, this is horrible pizza.
Well, I'm sure I'll hit him up for a sponsorship next week. So, no.
Bad pizza for Your Pie.
Nice.
And, what's it say on the back here? Express your inner pizza. No, thank you. Next. So
nice. All right. Yeah.
On US-1 here in St. Augustine, Your Pizza sucks.
Thank you, Mike. I'm sure they're gonna love us here. So anyway, hey, thanks for watching 156. We're gonna push on and do 157. And I teased, what did I say I was gonna do? In 157.
Billy Corgan. Billy Corgan rides a roller coaster.
Yes. So after this, go find 157 and we'll do it on 157.
Yeah, go find it.
Yeah, go find yourself. All right, later.